But I want to say one thing to the American people. I want you to listen to me. I'm going to say this again. I did not have sexual relations with that woman.
I am the greatest.
Nobody puts baby in the corner.
As far back as I can remember, I always wanted to be a gangster.
Say hello to my little friend.
I'm going to make him an offer again with you.
Keep your friends close, but your enemies close.
Welcome to Mental Distortion.
Hello, and thank you for joining me. Mental Distortion, episode 14. Do you have any stories in your life that simply make you feel good anytime you revisit them? Well, I happen to have one. Once upon a time in a world not that far away, I had a sleepover with a friend of mine. This was possibly late middle school days. We were both pretty heavy pot smokers at the time. At least we thought we were. During the sleepover, my buddy and I decided to light up. For some reason, we opted against going outside. We put our heads together and decided to manufacture what should have been the 90s hottest moving product, the Mary Jane Blocker 3000. All the supplies that we needed to create one were all easily obtained, and hell, we already had them. You needed a ceiling fan that could move at a high rate of speed, any comforter from a bed, a window that had a removable screen, and a little bit of backwoods ingenuity to hang the blanket at such a precise angle the smoke could never under any circumstance escape the barrier. This was foolproof. 100% no qualms about it. We were two very bright teenagers, made a plan and executed said plan with more efficiency than that of SEAL Team 6. I should mention I was living with my mother at the time. We had a Rottweiler and she was married, or not married, I never really knew, to a hardworking welder. A bit grumpy at times, other times he was decent you could sit back and catch a Fresno State game with. This must have been around 95, Tark the Shark was in office for Fresno State. If I'm not mistaken, we were smoking dirty weed out of the world's gayest pipe. I mean that literally. This was Liberace's fucking pipe. You see, sometimes before this event, and I'd given an older student some cash to go to a head shop in Fresno. That shop was called Kaleidoscope, Rock and Roll Heaven. My only request to him was that it had a large bowl. We needed to be able to pack enough wacky tobacco to pass around our ever-growing circle of idiots that were all trying to live out their teen dreams. This kid that I handed off the cash to was a fucking giant. His voice was deeper than James Earl Jones, and he was a menacing guy. At least, he came across that way at first. Turns out he was a man of his word. He spent the cash, delivering quicker than Amazon could. When the pipe was handed off to me, I couldn't help but notice this fruity, flower, rose-looking pipe that I had just invested in. However, he did get a bowl that was more than proper. So although internally I was upset, what was I going to say to Goliath? I didn't have a sling for any of the rocks that were laying in my reach. Funny to me now, I can imagine this beast of a man asking the guy at the counter, "Do you have anything less manly? This guy that I am getting it for, he is a real bitch. Just give me something that screams estrogen." I could tell a few fun stories about this gentleman. Who knows, maybe one day I will. Let's take our focus back to the future inventors of America. One Einstein would be under the homemade force field while the other Einstein would be spraying this horrifically synthetic spray at a high rate of speed into the ceiling fan to deodorize all the territory. I guess we were going for that forest meets Tommy Chong meets bleach smell. After we hit the bowl a couple times, my buddy needed to smoke a cigarette. All of my friends had horrible life habits and made bad life choices. Lucky for me, I just stuck with shrooms, meth, pot, acid, and booze. After all, I had a future to keep an eye on. While I was making my room smell like Mr. Clean's enema, my mother came crashing through the door. I have remnants of me rushing to the window attempting to make everything better. As my friend was attempting to get back in my room, my Rottweiler was gnawing on one of his legs. During this commotion, he was cupping the Liberace pipe in a closed hand, attempting to conceal it. While it was definitely still glowing at temperatures from being passed around, I knew my mind was crystal clear and I was barely high when I ripped down my blinds from the wall trying to make the situation look better to my mother, who was fuming. Literally had steam coming from her ears. After I was done redecorating the window setup, my mother unleashed a fury of comical swings towards my body and head. Bless her heart, every once in a while she would make an awful attempt at what one might confuse for discipline. When she was done with her Rocky impersonation, the only words I remember to this day were from my buddy. "You aren't going to tell my mom, are you?" I knew she wouldn't. It wasn't her style of parenting. Who knows what she would pick now? She once told me, "You better hope your child isn't like you growing up." Lucky for me, my wife and I have managed to keep this little kiddo on a decent path so far. Who knows though? Only time will tell. Apples never fall far from their trees. This topic, while funny to me, brings up such an interesting moral dilemma. The line one decides to walk as a parent. If anything is abundantly clear in this world, it is that none of us know what the fuck we are doing or why we are here. Yet we were always quick to judge, assume, and debate other people's actions. Personally, I can't stand it when a childless person speaks of shit their imaginary children will never do. The fact is, until you are in the moment trying to make ends meet, you have zero idea what choices you will or will not be making. We are living in the midst of extremes. Some people don't let their kids watch anything on television. They think this magical TV shield is going to save that kid from becoming the next high school shooter. Forget about the fact that they are changing clothes before they go to school and pole dancing after class. They are saved. They aren't watching the latest rendition of Liam Neeson annihilating 42 bad guys with a balloon and a book of matches. Some parents, well, they want winners. They run a home of champions. When I was in high school, we won state, Division 76 in northeastern Oklahoma. You need to win. Give it your all. Those same parents, they probably aren't reading any articles on concussions or watching videos of people who have absorbed a few too many blows to the head region. The other night, my wife asked me, "What do you think our friends say about us?" We both laughed and said, "Well, we can keep those theories to ourselves." I'm sure we've given our friends plenty of material to debate about while they're laying in their bed staring at their ceiling just after the kids have went to bed. That's just part of the world that we are all locked in. From the outside looking in, so many problems look like they are cake to fix. Yet, when you are in the eye of the storm, logic always takes a backseat to ensure survival. We are all just fighting to live another day. Picture a well-dressed individual, nice clothes, manicured nails, man or woman, let your mind decide. This person is in the middle of a dark room surrounded by 32 stereos playing 32 different songs at full blast. We spectators in the bleachers are all holding the master sound list, a list labeled 1 through 32. Yep, this list knows which stereo is playing what song. If you ask that person inside the room to identify which stereo is playing song 16, which happens to be the Riders on the Storm, without moving from the center of the room, it would be tough, who knows. Maybe he or she would get in the vicinity of the correct stereo. My point is, we never have the master list while we were in the moment. We are all just busy living, testing our own theories, doing our best to avoid the failed experiments that were trialed on us in the past. In the long run, all sweating the small stuff is going to do is raise your blood pressure and make your hands sore from clenching the steering wheel in traffic. This week, let's make an attempt to enjoy all the small things this life has to offer. Whether it is a fine cup of coffee or a beautiful flower in full bloom, take a breath and just live. Thanks for judging me. I mean joining me. Mental distortion.
But I want to say one thing to the American people. I want you to listen to me. I'm going to say this again. I did not have sexual relations with that woman.